Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. Arlington City Council approves all the members for the new Term Limits Advisory Committee, except one.
Citing his conduct, the Arlington City Council voted 5-3 to exclude Zach Maxwell from the Term Limits Advisory Committee. Maxwell was the driving force behind the term limits measure that passed a citizen vote in 2018 by nearly 2-1. As the council considered the motion to keep him off the committee, Maxwell called in and let the council have it.
What you are about to do is exactly why I will make sure we recall you.
Councilman Marvin Sutton, who nominated Maxwell for the committee, lobbied to allow Maxwell on.
We may not agree for person action. The person still should be allowed to participate in this discussion.
But Councilwoman Helen Moise says Maxwell's behavior cannot be overlooked.
He got within 2 inches of my face and was actually spitting in my face. He was yelling at me so loudly.
Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Tarrant Area Food Bank says it handed out food to 3,500 cars today outside the ballpark, the biggest mobile pantry ever.
People started lining up before the mobile pantry opened this morning. Many said they had never needed help like this before.
I think it's a wonderful idea, you know, whoever came up with the idea, you know, and God bless them.
And I just appreciate these people that are out here in the heat that are doing this in 100-degree weather. You know, you guys are really appreciated. I know a lot of times people don't say that often enough, but we think it in our hearts.
The Texas National Guard was loading boxes of non-perishable food, fruits, vegetables, and milk into each car. The Tarrant Area Food Bank's Jim McPherson says they cycled 500 cars through every hour.
Like Christmas in July, we are so blessed to be able to have so many friends out here helping us.
But he says the increase in cars today showed demand has stayed high at a time when corporate donations are dropping off. In Arlington, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KULD.
For the first time, Texas went over 10,000 new coronavirus cases yesterday. There is some good news with these numbers. Mortality rate seems to be going down. No one knows who the virus is going to strike the hardest or why.
We certainly, unfortunately, don't know who would be sort of at risk for having the more severe case, which would, of course, require hospitalization and more support.
Dr. Carlo says the virus is unpredictable, and that's why it's hard to say when it's going to peak. He says right now, the best thing you can do, wear masks and keep your distance. UIL has updated guidance on strength and conditioning and marching band activities because of coronavirus. UIL announced today it's now requiring any employee, parent, visitor, or student to wear face masks when they enter an area where these activities are going on. Also, starting on Monday, students can start accessing locker rooms and go through group drills on the football field. In just about 5.5 weeks, schools will be back in session. TEA says there's going to be options for in-person and remote learning. But UNT political science professor Dr. Kimmy King says,
I would suggest that the most important stakeholder in this that you're going to watch closely are going to be the teachers. Teachers in other states are already threatening walkouts if there are not safety plans in place.
She says if the coronavirus keeps spreading at the current levels, state may have to do a rethink on opening schools. President says he's going to pressure states to open schools.
A panel was held of North Texas physicians today who spoke about the challenges of reopening. Dr. Philip Wong, director of the Dallas County Health Department, says they're still trying to figure out the spread in children versus the community and believes a delay in opening might be necessary.
Given the current situation, the more that people can delay the decisions as long as they can, We continue to learn more. We continue to learn more about what the situation actually will be.
Dr. Paul Hain is the chief medical officer at Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas and says people have got to get used to the fact that doctors are still learning about this virus.
To give a definitive answer to is it safe to return to school yet belies how much we don't know. So to say yes, it's safe or no, it's not safe, probably you can't say any, either one of those with any degree of confidence.
Both say opening campuses will pose some risks. Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Coronavirus cases at an all-time high. It's turning into a wobbly recovery for the economy of Texas. Jamie Watley is with the international firm Dorsey & Whitney. They're helping businesses and banks navigate the uncertainty. We asked Watley if we have yet to see the full economic impact.
That's a great question. The full financial impact from the pandemic is really the million-dollar question we're all asking ourselves. The government did a great job early of stepping in, really flooding the economy with trillions of dollars through the CARES Act. It ultimately prevented massive defaults, but in the short term, it's artificially propped up businesses at a time when really the entire economy was shut down. When the CARES Act was passed, most people thought the pandemic was going to last 8 weeks, 3 to 4 months. So without knowing how long the pandemic is really going to last, and as the government assistance ultimately ends and the PPP loans run out, there will be economic downfall. I pretty much think you could expect it in every industry, from energy, retail, travel, hospitality, and restaurants.
The patience of North Texas bar owners is getting watered down.
The latest complaint is filed in Dallas County Court, and it claims the governor's order closing standalone bars in the middle of the pandemic is unfair. The 8 owners want a temporary restraining order to stop enforcement. There were several suits filed in Austin over the governor's order last month. Attorney Jason Friedman says this one is different.
Some of the other ones were filed on different grounds, U.S. constitutional grounds. They were filed in federal court. This was filed in state court based on governor's violations of the Texas Constitution.
The governor has blamed crowded bars for much of the state's skyrocketing coronavirus numbers and has said he only wishes he had not opened them so fast. LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
3 more days of early voting for the runoff elections. Ballots are short. There's only a small handful of races ahead of the November general election. Tarrant County Elections Administrator Hyder Garcia says in Fort Worth, voters have the option of casting a nonpartisan ballot.
Not necessarily everyone who's out voting is a Republican or a Democrat. Some people are just voting on the city measure that's on the ballot.
The city measure is to decide if they should keep up with a half-cent sales tax to fund crime control and prevention district for another 10 years. The mosquitoes are out, and the health department says some of them are dangerous.
In Grapevine, officials say 3 mosquito samples have tested positive for West Nile virus.
One was in the 2600 block of Briarwood Drive, one was in the 300 block of Dallas Road, and one was in the 2400 block of Mustang Drive.
Mona Quintanilla with the city of Grapevine says the city will be spraying in those areas to get rid of the mosquitoes, and Grapevine is not alone. Arlington has confirmed 5 positive West Nile cases, and the city will conduct targeted ground spraying on Park Hill Drive, Cooper Street, Forest Edge Drive, Douglas Court, and Six Flags Street. Officials warn that the mosquitoes are out, and they recommend the 4 Ds to prevent getting targeted. DEET, dress, drain, and dusk and dawn. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And one of Texas's favorite burger joints is getting a makeover.
Don't worry, that orange and white is staying put, but say goodbye to Whataburger's trademark A-frame design. Whataburger says it's merging old and new and will be de-emphasizing its familiar A-frame. They'll add glass to the front of the building, update the decor, and refashion the kitchens. The new interiors will have a modern yet retro feel and orange and gray seating. 2 locations are undergoing makeovers in San Antonio, and over the next 10 years, all Whataburgers will get the same treatment. And Whataburger is franchising restaurants for the first time in 20 years. So if you're driving through Kansas City and Tennessee, you might see a Whataburger. Susie Solis News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.